Thanks, everybody. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Bill Mackey. Live in Orlando, Florida.
Hey, how are things in Orlando?
It's been actually kind of chilly lately. It's got all the way down to 70s the other day.
You enjoy making the rest of us feel bad, don't you?
You betcha.
Yeah, I know.
Especially in November.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I am a landscape architect.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you do any of those like those huge things that they have there in the theme parks?
No, I tear up trees and plant houses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do more of like land planning type stuff.
I understand. Well, somebody's got to do that.
Hey, yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Bill. Now, you're going to play the game in which you have to pick the real news story from the fake ones. We call it our Bluff the Listener game. Carl, what is Bill's topic?
Hell no, we won't go. Well, maybe we'll go.
Sometimes, when the machinery of oppression becomes just too oppressive, you have to stand up in protest. But what happens if, in the middle of overturning a police car, you have a sudden change of heart? This week, we read about a protest that didn't really turn out as planned. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of protests gone awry. Choose that true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. So you ready to play?
Yep.
Okay, Bill. First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Political courage can shrink when confronted by the naked truth. At least that's what happened in Half Moon Bay, California, when 24 male protesters showed up completely naked to march in the annual Sea Festival parade to protest a pending city ordinance which would ban such displays of public nudity in the town. Unfortunately, an unexpected damp Pacific breeze forced the men to begin begging items of clothes and blankets from spectators along the way. By the time the parade reached its conclusion, only protest organizer Tony Cahan was left to sheepishly make his case. "Cooler temperatures have a certain effect on the male anatomy," said Cahan, self-consciously concealing himself from the assembled media. "You can't really blame the guys." "It just goes to show," commented City Councilwoman Nancy Entel, who sponsored the no-nudes ordinance, "sometimes politics is all about the little things."
A nudist protest that ends up being clothed. Your next story of a protest nobody will be writing folk songs about comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Once upon a time, a man named Max Goodlett was mad about Macy's. He was mad that his favorite old department store, Marshall Field's in Chicago, was being replaced by Macy's, the voracious mega maxi chain from New York with the bloated balloons. Max, a social worker, was so mad about Macy's that he showed up to protest the change last Saturday morning in Chicago. And, along with the hundreds of others lined up to not protest, he promptly won a $10 gift card. Max was a little less mad about Macy's. Then he won a $1,000 gift card. Max was a lot less mad about Macy's. Later, his arms laden with shopping bags, he said he was just waiting for his sisters to help him come carry the stuff. Now Max is totally mad about Macy's.
A protester who did not like Macy's department store, finding that it's not so bad at all when you get $1,000 worth of free stuff. And your last story of a protest that didn't prompt any chanting comes from Mo Rocca.
When an American production of the Broadway classic The Pajama Game was announced for Jeddah, Saudi Arabia's King Fahd Theater, protests materialized immediately. The posters featuring cast members clad only in pajamas scandalized the establishment. Quote, "Death to those who would celebrate the brazen wearing of pajamas," cried cleric and theater critic Kalaiv Bahansa. But when protesters overheard the show's first rehearsal, something unexpected happened. The classic score with standards like Hey There and Hernando's Hideaway caught on. Quote, "We watched a full run-through," said one woman who asked to remain anonymous, since women speaking to the press is punishable by death. Quote, "The story really holds up, even if the choreography for Steam Heat was a little unimaginative." In the end, 12 Saudis joined the ensemble after some alterations in the plot. The pajama factory where the show is set would now operate under Sharia law. All the women in the show agreed to wear flannel headscarves, and the name of the show was changed to The Hijaba Game.
All right. Which of these do you think is the real story? From Tom Baudet, you heard the story of a bunch of nudists ending up wearing clothes, because frankly it was cold out. From Kerry O'Connor, a man who was so mad at Macy's he went down to protest but ended up having a wonderful shopping spree. Or from Mo Rocca, the story of some people in Saudi Arabia protesting a production of The Pajama Game until they caught a little bit of that Broadway fever. Which of these is the real story of a protest that didn't end up as a protest?
Well, this is kind of tough because I've almost participated in all of these. I think I am going to go with the Max Goodit story, Carrie's.
Yeah, the Carrie story of the protester at Macy's. Why?
Why?
Yes.
Because it seems like something somebody might do in Chicago, you know?
All right, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to the target of the real protest.
A nice guy by the name of Max Goodlett came down intending on protesting, and he was the lucky winner of the $1,000 gift card. So he ended up carrying out a lot of Macy's bags.
That was Andrea Schwartz, the Chicago publicity manager for what is now called Macy's, talking about lucky protester and happy shopper Max Goodlett. Congratulations, Bill. You got it right. Well done.
Excellent.
I will say this could not have been an accident, right? There was a guy standing in front of Macy's. Shame on you, shame on you. And they were like, give him a gift card. You earned a point for Kerry, Bill. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Excellent. I can't wait to get it.
No, we can't wait to give it to you.
All right.
Carl's getting on a plane now. It's amazing.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for playing with us today. Bye-bye.
Bye.